Hey, how you doing, guys? Welcome back to Family Men Fitness. I'm your host, as always, Abdullah Sharif, and we're at a very interesting time because we are now at what, the 28th of December. We're right at the end of the year, basically, right? And a couple of days to the new year. And when it comes to fitness, when it comes to health, we all know that January, the new year, is the time where most people's resolutions and their change and their transformation that they want to make in their life, people reflect, they think about the year that's gone, they think about what's coming ahead. And one of the biggest things, or something that always comes up on the list, is people's health and fitness. And it's the time when if you go to the gym in January, you will not find anything available, any machine to use, and the rest of it, right? The average, the gym goers who go all the time, it's their most despised time because you get so many newbies, as it were, coming in. And at the end of the day, they're coming for a good reason. They're coming for the right things. But yeah, it's so packed, and it's kind of I can see how people can get frustrated when they're so used to coming somewhere where it's a little more relaxed, and they can get through the routine quite comfortably without having to worry about the dumbbells or this machine or that machine being used during their routine. Anyway, the point and the reason I bring all this up is because some of you are going to be in this situation, right? You come to the end of the year, your year's maybe been up and down. Maybe you've made some progress, maybe you haven't. Maybe you've made great progress and now you need to take it into phase two. But most likely, you've had a good break over the festive holiday. You've probably put a bit of weight back on. You've probably tried a few different diets or whatever through the year, they've not worked. And now you put some weight on, you've enjoyed yourself, you let yourself go for the past week, and now it's like, okay, reset, right? That's what it comes down to, is the reset. And it's great to see so many people, so many dads, have a look and they reflect on their families, on their wives, on their children, and think, you know what, I want to be fit for my family, I want to be fit for myself, I want to be focused mentally, and I know me taking care of my health and fitness is going to give me this so I can excel in my career, so I can excel in my life, so I can be a good role model to my kids, all these things, right? But what tends to happen? What happens is that you go 100 miles an hour into the first couple of weeks of January, and by the end of January, if you make it that far, you start to drop off, right? And then by February, mid-February, maybe the end of February, if you push it out a little bit more, you drop off then. And it's a shame because people have good intentions. They want to better themselves, and they don't make the right moves and the right plans to kind of get to where they needed. And that's the case with humans when it comes to health and fitness. And it's a shame. So, how do we resolve this? Because many of you are going to be going into this, and you probably don't even you may not even think that there's an issue, right? You probably just think, yeah, I've signed up to the gym, the local gym. I've just got my membership, or I'm going to get my membership in the next couple of days, and I'm just going to go to the gym, and right, I'm just going to hit the treadmill every day, right? Or I'm just going to hit the weights every day, I'm going to hit the machines every other day, and I'm going to get fit, right? That's usually the case. But what I don't want for you guys is to do that, and then by the end of January, you decide to not go anymore because you're not seeing the results you want, or the plan is getting disrupted by other things going on in your life and all sorts, right? Because that's usually the case. So there's a couple of things here. One is that I'm a great believer and advocate of striking when the iron is hot. And what I mean by that, right, is that at the beginning of the year, because of the resolution and because of like so many people wanting to make this change, you probably have tons of friends, work colleagues, other dads that that want to make this change. So you have lots of people to hold you accountable. You have a whole group, feeling. You can build the group and have a WhatsApp group, whatever, and you check in with each other. You have maybe get a partner to go to the gym with, all that kind of stuff. There's a massive support network, right? And that's great. And that's the iron is hot right there. Right. But what I'm a great believer in is when the iron is hot, you got to strike. And what that means is not just hit the gym, but what you need to do. And this is something that you should apply in everything, right? When you have complete and like complete dedication and motivation to something, the one thing that you first have to know is that that's going to die out. And the only thing that gets you through the rest of the project or the rest of the, the rest of the equation, the rest of the phase or the rest of the life is the idea that you have built a habit, and the habit is what sticks you through, right? Because motivation and inspiration will not last every day. Your gym partner will not last every day. I'll tell you now, the I've had so many partners in things, and I'm the person who's still going, and so many other people have dropped off. I remember when I first started to do some Islamic studies, right? Because I was a religious guy practicing my religion, and there came to a time, and it was the exact same situation, right? For Muslims, like after Ramadan, like everybody's on a high, right? Because we've just come through Ramadan, we've been like on this spiritual high, fasting and the rest of it, right? Fasting, praying together, all this kind of stuff. And you come to Eid, you celebrate Eid, which is, you just eat and eat and eat or everything. And then, but you're on a high, you're on a spiritual high. And so I remember, right, I had a friend. And we both spent a lot of Ramadan together, kind of supporting each other in getting and our spirituality like kind of in check, right? And so by the at the end of Ramadan, we kind of sat down and we're like, you know what? We need to take this like to phase two. We need to go up a level. So we decided that we'll both enroll on into an institute, like an educational institute, right, that teaches Islamic studies. And we kind of struck when the iron was hot. We were high on the spirituality flex. We kind of jumped into it and we're like, we'll go together, we'll support each other. Like, if one of us doesn't want to go, we're going to text the other person, call the other person, and kind of drag them in, make sure we get to every single lesson, every single class, get all the homeworks done, kind of get all the projects done. We're going to be like awesome at this. We're going to like really excel, right? 1 year in, like, we did that for the first maybe 4, 5 months, 6 months. Started, my partner started dropping off, me trying to call him, me trying to get him in. And as much as I tried and tried, slowly, slowly, slowly over time, by the end of 8 months, he was gone, right? And the only real difference was that although we supported each other, we obviously had lots of time apart. And I personally, knowing about this idea of striking when the iron is hot and setting the foundations when you have complete motivation, I had done this and I carried on then for the next 6 years, right? But he was gone, like after 8 months. I barely saw him again. And that was like so weird and so strange. But this has happened so many times in my life with projects and things that I've gone on. It's the same thing when you hit the gym, right? You're gonna hit the gym, and whichever one of you have set the foundations right for yourself, you can have all the gym partners you want, but there comes a point where it's on you, right? It's on you. That's what it comes down to. You can have the best personal trainer, you can have the best fitness coach, you can have the best partner, but at the end of the day, the actions sit with you, the execution sits with you. You are the reason whether you're successful or a failure, right? You can blame everybody else in the world. You can blame the courses and the diets and everything else. It's you, right? That's the blunt of it. So, those of you who set the plan, set the foundations, you will find that you will be successful and you'll build habits for this routine and you will go through day by day, week by week, month by month, and it will become a habit. And when that motivation dies out and that inspiration dies out, and it doesn't go away completely, but there'll be days where you don't feel like going, or there'll be days that you don't want to do this thing, or there'll be days that you don't want to eat this thing, right? But once you've got the habit set in, you'll just do it like clockwork, and it comes to a point where you don't even have to think about it. And there'll be other days that you'll be super motivated and you'll be like, yeah, I'm hitting the gym today, and you'll see the difference in the energy, right? On days you're motivated, you hit a couple of extra reps and the rest of it. That's the way it goes. So all of this being said, what's the idea? So the idea is that when you have complete motivation in something, right, you got to set the foundations. And what does that mean for health and fitness? What does that mean for you as a dad? That means that when you're going into January now, have a set plan. What kind of workout plan are you going to follow? Have a weekly schedule plan, right? We have in our course, we have the battle planner system, and we work out, what kind of, when I sit with clients, I ask them, the first thing I do is I give them a calendar for the month. Well, actually, they have a whole year, but we work out a month at a time. And I'll say to them, okay, so in this calendar, I want you to right now tell me what big things are going to happen in your life that could affect your health and fitness journey, right? What days have you got weddings that you're going to attend that could affect your diet plan? What days have you got where you've got holidays and stuff where you're traveling with the kids and doing X, Y, Z? What days have you got like a really big meeting or a presentation at work that could affect your day, right? So you plot those in. And then you take that and then you build your fitness plan, your nutrition plan, and you take into consideration all the things that could affect your plan. So then you can adjust accordingly a month in advance. That's plenty of time, right? So now what you do is you start building habits. So you have this habit of a battle planning system, right? You have a plan of how to kind of preconceive what could happen down the line. So you can already dodge bullets, right? That's the amazing thing. You'd be like Neo, right? You're just dodging the bullets coming at you. And that just allows you to kind of keep that motivation and keep that steadiness in your plan, right? Because that's one of the biggest things I've seen is that when people start, they're super motivated, and then they take 1 or 2 days off, and then it's the whole idea of falling off the wagon, right? It's like, oh, okay, this happened, XYZ happened, and the next day this happened, and then they just never get back into it. If you've already preconceived the big things that could happen in your month or in your next 2 months, right, you can already plan accordingly to adjust around them. And whether you can, if you can diet and do what you got to do for your nutrition plan on that day, whether you're able to hit the gym on that day, or do you need to change what days you're going to work out for that week so you can still get all the reps in, like you can easily plan around it, right? But what will happen is that will build a habit. So you'll have a habit of planning in advance. You'll build a habit of getting to the gym at certain times because you'll have it logged in a plan, right? You'll have that on Monday I hit the gym at 6 a.m. On Wednesdays I hit the gym at 9 a.m. because of something else that comes up in the morning, because I have my, because I'm doing the school drop off, or I've got XYZ to do, right? But the thing, the point is that you plan this all in, right? And when you've planned this in, then when you go forward and you get through the whole motivational journey, you will then get into February, March, April, May, June. And what will happen is you'll be building habits and you'll just consistently start seeing the results. And when you see the results, that'll just embed your habits, because you'll say like, this is working, this is working, this is excellent, this is excellent. And you'll just keep going, you'll just keep going. And you'll be amazed, you'll just start seeing the results. And what's more amazing is you'll see how many people drop off because they didn't have these plans. They didn't have these ideas, right? And you as dads, I'm gonna tell you, this works for your kids, right? And I'm not talking just about health and fitness here. You as a dad, when you're, and some of you already know this, right? Because I've seen so many parents already do this, but it's something to mention. When your kids are growing up, you will find that your kid jumps from one thing to another, like week by week, right? One day they're super interested in the universe and the moon and the planets, right? Next week they're super interested in dinosaurs, right? The next week after that, they're super interested in countries, right? And it's amazing to see which children really progress in their knowledge and which don't. Because I can guarantee you, those parents who capitalize and strike when the iron is hot in that interest, those kids develop the most. And I can tell you, I've seen that from experience, right? Those kids that, when they're really super interested in the moon, right, on the planets and the universe, right, and the whole solar system, right, the parents, the first thing they do is, okay, what can I give my kid that can help them learn even more about the solar system, right? What kind of conversations can I have? What kind of video, educational videos can I give them? Is there a museum we can go to this weekend while they're still super interested, right? And the kid will absorb everything for that week or two that they're interested in the solar system, right? So you can capitalize on that. If you don't, and you're just like, yeah, it's cool, they're interested in it, whatever, and you don't really, like, that's fine, right? But you could have got so much more, like you could have given so much more to your child because they were so ready to accept information about the solar system. That's the thing. They've opened a door to a certain gate of knowledge that you can then flood. And it's your choice whether you flood it or not, right? And you do the same thing when they're super interested in dinosaurs. Go buy some books on dinosaurs. Go show them something about dinosaurs. Go visit a museum that's got something related to dinosaurs, right? And they will absorb so much because that's the thing that they're super, super, super interested in right now. And what you'll find is the more you do this, the more they will be able to find themselves, and you'll see them finding themselves because you're giving them the chance to experience that topic, like, in depth because you're flooding the gates when they open them, right? And then they can decide, oh yeah, I do actually really love the solar system stuff. Like my parents gave me so much of this stuff, and you'll see like one of these things will hit a chord with them that they really, really love, and that will go on for like months and months, and it could become who they are in their life as they grow up, right? It becomes like something that's embedded in that they just love. And that's the same for you, right? You're opening these gates, right, for your health and your fitness, your resolutions, your transformation. It's up to you to now give yourself and from people around you, and it's my obligation, right, to help you in this, to by flooding the gates as you open them. I want to flood those gates for you and give you everything so you can then carry on and take everything while you're ready. Because what's going to happen is sooner or later, those gates are slowly going to start to close and only allow a certain amount through. And that's by then, you need to have the foundation set, you need to have the habit set, and then you can just carry on and on and on. Right? And that's what we do at Family Men Fitness. Like, if you need that, you're ready for that, the gates are open, you're ready to make that transformation, it's coming to New Year's, you want to make that change, then you get in touch, right? I've told you this 100 times. FamilyMenFitness.com. I'm Abdullah Sharif. You can find me on Instagram, you can find me on Facebook, you can just direct message me, reply to a comment somewhere, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just get in touch. You can have a free coaching call. We'll talk about what you want to do, where you want to go, and we'll get you going. That's it. Simple as that. Make that change. Strike while the iron is hot.